This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The potential end of a controversial doctrine spells good news for agriculture. We'll have more right after this.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2024 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye and vary greatly between regions. And be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. You can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
A controversial legal doctrine with wide-ranging impacts may come to an end soon. Travis Cushman, Deputy General Counsel for Litigation and Public Policy with the American Farm Bureau Federation, explained the premise of the Chevron deference doctrine.
What it does is it instructs courts to defer to a federal agency's interpretation of a legal statute. Unfortunately, what it has done in practice is it's led to the creation of a super branch of government and the burgeoning of the administrative state. What happens is federal agencies are able to interpret and craft the laws as they see fit without input from Congress or the role of the judiciary in providing a check on federal agencies.
Cushman said the Supreme Court is set to hear oral arguments determining the future of the doctrine.
The Supreme Court for years has been looking at this closer and closer, and it has finally agreed to evaluate whether or not this doctrine should be overturned. On January 17th, the Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in two cases that seek to overturn Chevron.
Cushman also explained what the Supreme Court's decision could mean for U.S. farmers and ranchers.
The case could have pretty significant far-reaching impacts on how government operates, returning greater power to the Congress and the courts, and making it harder for federal agencies to push their power. That means the governing agencies that regulate agriculture will have much less ability to arbitrarily enact laws they shouldn't be doing, including many key environmental statutes like the Clean Water Act and the Endangered Species Act.
For more information, visit fb.org. You can find the rest of this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our daily e-newsletter to get our 5 daily ag news stories conveniently delivered to you every day. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.